A movement in the trees behind Ronan made Hagrid raise his bow again, but it was only a second centaur, black-haired and bodied and wilder-looking than Ronan.
"Hello, Bane," said Hagrid.
"All right.
Good evening, Hagrid. I hope you are well."
"Well enough. Look, I just been asking Ronan, you seen anything odd in here lately? There's a unicorn being injured. Would you know anything about it?"
Bane walked over to stand next to Ronan. He looked skyward.
"Mars is bright tonight,"
he said simply.
"We've heard," said Hagrid grumpily. "Well, if either of you do see anything, let me know, won't you? We'll be off then."
Harry and Hermione followed him out of the clearing, staring over their shoulders at Ronan and Bane until the trees blocked their view.
"Never," said Hagrid irritably, "try and get a straight answer out of a centaur. Ruddy stargazers, not interested in anything closer than the moon."
"Are there many of them in here?" asked Hermione.
"Oh, a fair few. Keep themselves to themselves mostly, but they're good enough about turning up if ever I want a word. They're deep mind centers. They know things. Just don't let on much."
"Do you think that was a centaur we heard earlier?" said Harry.
"Did that sound like hooves to you? Nah. If you ask me, that was what's been killing the unicorns. Never heard anything like it before."
They walked on through the dense, dark trees. Harry kept looking nervously over his shoulder. He had the nasty feeling they were being watched. He was very glad they had Hagrid and his crossbow with them. They had just passed a bend in the path when Hermione grabbed Hagrid's arm.
"Hagrid, look! Red sparks! The others are in trouble!"
"You two wait here," Hagrid shouted. "Stay on the path! I'll come back for you."
They heard him crashing away through the undergrowth and stood looking at each other, very scared, until they couldn't hear anything but the rustling of leaves around them.
"You don't think they've been hurt, do you?"
whispered Hermione.
"I don't care if Malfoy has, but if something's got Neville, it's our fault he's here in the first place."
The minutes dragged by. Their ears seemed sharper than usual. Harry's seemed to be picking up every sigh of the wind, every cracking twig.
What was going on? Where were the others?